history, in the Reformation, and since. There have been many influential theologians and writers who have helped to shape the Lutheran Church. Today, we offer up one of those stories in a series of segments we call
Yesterday, Today, Tomorrow
on WLN Digest. This week marks the anniversary of the great hymn writer and Lutheran theologian Paul Gerhardt being removed from his pastoral office in Berlin in the year 1666, when Gerhardt refused to sign a compromise statement from government officials. Dr. Joseph Hurl is associate professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, in the United States. He's a published hymnist and composer, an editor of hymnals, and writer of the book Worship Wars in Early Lutheranism, Choir, Congregation, and Three Centuries of Conflict. Dr. Hurl has also studied the life and hymns of Paul Gerhardt.
Gerhardt was assistant pastor, the German term is deacon, at St. Nicholas in Berlin. And this was a Lutheran territory. It was part of the Electorate of Brandenburg. The pastors were Lutheran. The people were Lutheran. One person who wasn't Lutheran was Frederick William, who was the ruler of the territory. He was the elector. He, along with his family, had converted to Calvinism several decades earlier. And so he wanted the territory to be at peace between the Calvinists and the Lutheran confessions. And so he issued an edict that said, Lutheran preachers, you are not allowed to preach against Calvinism. Well, Lutheran preachers, some of them did it anyway. Gerhardt wasn't one of them. He didn't stir up trouble, but he also felt that he could not go against his conscience by signing the elector's edict. And so he essentially told the government, I'm not going to sign the edict. And so the government removed him.
Putting things into context, the 1600s were a contentious time as the Reformation moved across the European continent.
Lutherans at the time were constantly running into theological controversies because Calvinists were a real threat in many parts of the Holy Roman Empire. So this is nothing new for Gerhardt or for Lutherans and Calvinists in general. It came to a head in this territory, in Brandenburg, though, because the elector cared so much about religious peace. He really wanted these two sides to put aside their disagreements. And the Lutherans said, no, these disagreements go to the essentials of the faith, and we can't compromise on what we consider essential.
Historically speaking, Paul Gerhardt lived in a time period in which the movements of Luther's Reformation was very impactful. Not everything was well.
The most devastating war in Europe before the 20th century. The economic impact was huge, and the war's privations hastened the spread of disease. Estimates say between half and two-thirds of the population of Central Europe died between the combined effects of war, disease, famine, and economic displacement.
But it was Gerhardt's hymn writing that was being noticed by church pastors, cantors, and musicians. And after the 30 Years' War, the publishing of hymnals brought his hymns into focus across the German countryside.
His hymns, by and large, are hymns of comfort. And this is exactly what people needed in this time following an absolutely horrible war. His hymns also have a very personal aspect. It takes the theology of the church and brings the individual into it in a very personal way. For example, his hymn, Jesus, Thy Boundless Love to Me, which is a great hymn in English because it was written by Paul Gerhardt, who's the greatest or one of the greatest hymn writers in German, and translated by John Wesley, who with his brother Charles are the greatest hymn writers in the English language. And he talks in this hymn about the love of Christ and the desire for Jesus to reign in his own heart. The text is, Jesus, thy boundless love to me, no thought can reach, no tongue declare. Unite my thankful heart to thee and reign without a rival there. Thine holy, thine alone I am, be thou alone my constant flame. With the request that nothing in my soul may dwell but thy pure love alone. So it takes the church's theology and makes it very personal.
We look back at Paul Gerhardt and ask, what was special about his hymns?
He was a very fine poet. He just could write wonderful poems that are well constructed with great imagery. They were very devotional, as bringing the theology of the church and making it personal. What's especially significant about him, though, is his theological integrity. He really understood what the Christian faith is all about, and he's able to take that and explain it in his hymns in such a way that is not preachy, but is very personal, but he also gets it right, and he nails the most important things.
In the 21st century, it should be noted, the impact of Paul Gerhardt is still felt throughout Christianity through some of his most famous hymns, such as O Haupt voll Blut und Wunden. O Sacred Head Now Wounded.
During his lifetime, he was known especially as a faithful Lutheran pastor, but also as a hymn writer, that is, a writer of hymn texts. And today, he is regarded as the most important writer of hymns in the German language after Martin Luther.
It can be said that hymn writing from luminaries such as Paul Gerhardt yesterday influences today and will continue to help shape the writings of tomorrow's Lutheran hymnists as well.